Now, let's turn to how the country sees its own neighbors, Afghanistan and India in particular. This past week, we asked people on the streets of Islamabad whether those two relationships, or the one with the United States, is more important.
I think at this time the most important thing for Pakistan is to make peace with India and other countries in the region. Borders should be opened, economies should be strengthened, and we should get rid of the arms race.
U.S. should be taken in the context that it is a superpower and we are in the need to maintain the relationship. So U.S. should be given more attention and more focus should be on U.S. rather than on Afghanistan.
We should not have good relations with India or the United States. We should have good relations with China because they always help us.
The world map is not going to change. India and Afghanistan will always be our neighbors. If we want the military to be answerable to the people of Pakistan, this bogeyman of India has to disappear.
That was Nisar Shah, Ifran Khan, Aisha Shakil, and Dr. Asim Sajjad from Pakistan. Joining us now to talk more about Pakistan's political relationships is Steve Call. He is a staff writer with the New Yorker magazine. He is also the president of the New America Foundation in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
The longstanding animosity between Pakistan and its neighbor India is well documented. But clearly, based on what we just heard, there is recognition that it's an important relationship. Why is that?
Well, it's changing, and one of the reasons is that India's economy is growing so rapidly, quite something from Pakistan's perspective. If they could attach themselves to India's economic transformation, benefit from it, open the border trade, and involve their own middle class in the prosperity that India's middle class is enjoying, Pakistan could transform itself in a way that really no other path offers.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta was just in India, asking for more cooperation from the Indians and help with the U.S. effort in Afghanistan, specifically with training Afghan national security forces. And really, up until now, the U.S. has not encouraged this because such participation by India would make Pakistan nervous. What changed, do you think?
I think the United States has kind of given up on its relationship with Pakistan at a strategic level in Afghanistan. I think from Pakistan's perspective, they already assume the United States and India are entering into a conspiracy against them. They've been thinking this for 10, 15 years as the United States has warmed India. So to some extent, this only confirms the paranoid suspicions they've always possessed.
In that same vein, how do you think Pakistan sees its role in the region in this moment?
I think they feel in a weak and besieged position, basically, both vis-a-vis the United States and vis-a-vis India, which they regard as still hostile in its intentions towards Pakistan, still a country that doesn't recognize Pakistan's right to exist. And so a lot of the lashing out they do, a lot of the hedging and maintaining of unsavory options by supporting Islamic militias that could undermine India's stability or undermine Afghanistan's stability, I think proceeds from this basic position that they are weak and that they're aware of their weakness, but they don't want to confess it.
That was Steve Call. He is a writer with the New Yorker magazine and the president of the New America Foundation in Washington. NPR's Julie McCarthy is still with us. Julie, you are wrapping up a more than 3-year stint reporting from Pakistan. We've just heard about all the political dynamics that Pakistan is trying to balance and how differently the U.S. and Pakistan see the world. I'm wondering if you see, based on your time there, that there's any way out of this standoff.
Rachel, I think we are at the point where the United States is moving toward managing Pakistan and containing any damage that may flow through it. You heard Steve Cole say the United States has given up on Pakistan at a strategic level and in frustration is forging other alliances. That is a long way away from where the United States was 3 years ago. You know, and 30 years of war next door has heavily influenced Pakistani society. It's introduced Islamist ideologies that are not going to be rectified anytime soon. But to wind up, Rachel, I'd say don't look for any rupture in the U.S.-Pakistan relations. With an Islamist militancy deeply entrenched in Pakistan and with the fastest growing nuclear arsenal in the world here, the U.S. will have its eyes and ears on this country. Senator Kerry got to the nub of this issue. The U.S. simply cannot afford to walk away from Pakistan.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad. Julie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.